We have been talking about the kingdom of God. Remember when I first got saved, a lot of people, there was an argument, is it the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? How ridiculous can you be? God's in heaven. It's His kingdom. And we are supposed to pray that the kingdom of God comes to the earth. And it must manifest in our lives the same way that kingdom is in heaven. Are you okay? And some of the things that we share will probably offend some people and offend us, because sometimes we come short of the glory of God, because sometimes we don't walk in the light of what God wants us to walk in. Hallelujah. The people of God are not destroyed because God lacks power. People of God are destroyed through lack of knowledge. Marriages sometimes are destroyed through lack of knowledge. And even people that are divorced still love each other. So it's not love, it's lack of knowledge. How do you work a marriage? Even people that are separated still love each other. People that are divorced still love each other. How come you still love each other but you're divorced? Because you lack knowledge. Knowledge is light. How do you live? And sometimes we need to understand what God has laid in the scriptures. Things that are revealed are for us and our children for how long? Forever. The things that are not revealed belongs to God. Our problem is we want to know what belongs to God instead of working out what belongs to us. Are you all right? Say amen. And some of you just in those few lines probably got, are you all right? Hallelujah. And we've been talking about that. I think Pastor Andrew's been talking about that. And the last time I was here, I shared on the kingdom. And the problem is we have no concept of the kingdom. We understand democracy, but we don't understand kingdom. Jesus did not preach democracy. Jesus preached the kingdom. Are you okay? The casting out of devils is normal in the kingdom. Bible says, Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, know this, the kingdom of God is upon you. Are you okay? Not religion, kingdom. Are you okay? So, let's have a look at what Jesus said. We shared some things about trying to understand us, that in the kingdom you rule. And many times the reason you don't want to be told by people. How many people want to always be told? How many people resist it when you're told? Why do husband and wives fight? Most of the time it's not because they don't love each other. It's because of they don't want to be told. It's authority. And the kingdom has authority. And the reason why you don't want to be ruled over by somebody else is because of that authority. Hello? The only problem is we use it illegitimately. Are you okay? Say amen. You're very quiet. Come on, give me a break. You say, help him, Lord. Hallelujah. My wife said, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. It says in verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is at hand. Now, is at hand is an old English term, which means it's here. The kingdom of God is here. And the whole reason why we repent is because the kingdom is here. Hello. The reason you repent is because the kingdom is here. We repent of our sins, we repent of dead works, but the reason we do it is because the kingdom is here. The kingdom is upon us. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of arguments. Is the kingdom now or the kingdom coming? Well, the kingdom is now and it is coming. The physical kingdom where Jesus rule is coming. The kingdom of heaven that comes upon our heart is here. In fact, Jesus said something so strange when he was asked, where is the kingdom? Now, he was not asked by Christians. He was asked by people that were opposed to him. You know what he said? The kingdom of God is actually in you. So even in the sinner, there is something about the DNA of the human being. There's something of the kingdom in each one of us. Because God has put eternity in the heart of everybody. The atheist is the most bound person on the planet because he's trying to fight himself. And Jesus said something so peculiar. He didn't say the kingdom is in the Christian. He said the kingdom is in you, in everyone. Let that sink in a little bit. Sometimes when you see something new and you get something new, it opposes and it makes you angry. Why? Because it challenges what you already believe. Are you okay? Did you know Jesus never preached prosperity? Never. You only preach prosperity in a culture of poverty. Let that sink in. Why did he never preach prosperity? Because the kingdom, hello? As we shared last time, I shared on the kingdom, no single copper cent has ever left the planet. The wealth of the planet is still in the planet. Hello? Not 1 ounce of copper has left the planet. Not 1 ounce of gold has left the planet. Not 1 ounce of zinc or iron has ever left the planet. It's still here. Hello? When you understand kingdom dynamics, I'm not talking to you to get rich. I'm talking to you to get your head straightened. I've been to the Solomon Islands. My wife and I have been there. Solomon Islands is probably the poorest country in the Pacific per capita. The poorest country in the world per capita is Haiti. But the Solomon Islands, I mean, you get paid $1.29 an hour. And there's about 5 Solomon dollars that make up 1 New Zealand dollar. And yet you're paid 129 cents an hour Solomon per hour. So you can work in the Solomon Islands for a whole week. And you can't afford a breakfast at the hotel that Fiona and I stayed at. With your whole wages for 1 week, you can't afford the breakfast at the hotel. That's poor. But the amazing thing is, no one has ever told the coconuts there not to grow. See, the seed, it doesn't matter where you put the seed. The only thing is, it needs to get in the ground. And when the seed is in the ground, I don't care if there's poverty around, that seed will grow. Now, the Solomon Islands is so rich. There's so much coconut, there's so many trees, and all of them are growing in one of the most poorest countries in the Pacific. Now, what does God do? God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hello? I'm just saying, So when Jesus said, repent, because the kingdom is here, repent means, the word metanoia means to change your thinking, change your mind. Our problem is we come into the kingdom and never change our minds. We think exactly the same way we used to think when we used to get drunk at the pub. All we do now is, I worship you, Jesus, but we think exactly the same. Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you need to change how you think, because the kingdom is at hand. The kingdom is here. Are you all right? If I slow down, Mrs. Northover will ask a question. Hallelujah. But the reason you repent, you need to think like a kingdom citizen. I like it when Alan Meyer was here. He said, many people don't think like a son of the king. They think like a pauper, they think like an orphan, they think like a prisoner, but they don't think like a son. Hallelujah. Say amen. Now, kingdoms, I don't like the use of the word, but it's the only word I know. Kingdoms, to extend a kingdom, means the kingdom has to colonize. You don't like that word because you don't want to be a colony. Are you okay? And the authority in us rises up. I don't want to be colonized by somebody. I just want to be my own guy. That's probably why most people have not come to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because they don't want anybody to colonize their hearts. Hallelujah. Are you all right? Praise the Lord. And that's part of the reason why we don't understand this concept of the kingdom, because this many years ago, Spain was a kingdom. It had a king. All right? Spain colonized most of South America. And if you go to South America, what do they speak? Spanish. How do they live? They live like Spaniards. What is their architecture? Spanish. Everything in Spain is translated into the colony until the colony looked exactly like Spain. Denmark was a kingdom. France was a kingdom. The king of France, I can't remember the number of Louis, but he died and sat on a throne, died with the Bible open. New Zealand was a colony of a who? Some of you only. When I was growing up at school, we studied geography. I probably knew the geography of New Zealand better than 90% of the Kiwis. It's like America. Many Kiwis know the geography and the dynamics of America than the people that live in America. So we studied, and I studied the Commonwealth of England, and I studied the Great Britain, and every country on the map that was red. Australia was red. The Bahamas was red. Canada was red. New Zealand was red. Kenya was red. Nigeria was red. I mean, the whole thing was red. That's the kingdom of England. And everywhere you go in those countries,
They look exactly like England. They eat like the English. They talk like the English. Why do Australians talk English? Because it's English. Why do Australians drive on the left-hand side of the road? Because the King of Australia drives on the left-hand side of the road. Why do they drink tea and not coffee? Because the King drinks tea. The same here. Now we drink coffee. Just in rebellion. But a kingdom extends its influence to its colonies because every kingdom wants to increase. And the kingdom of God increases. The Bible says, and the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Every kingdom wants to increase, and to increase, they have to colonize. And when they come into a colony, they dominate the culture of that colony until the only culture is the culture of the kingdom. And the one that sets that culture is the King of the kingdom until every citizen behave like the King. Hallelujah. Are you okay? So you have to think differently from the way we have thought. Because in New Zealand, you see, everybody in the kingdom wants to imitate the values, the mannerism, the nature of the King. If the King wears a tie, we wear a tie. And you dress... Hallelujah. You dress the way you want to be addressed. Are you all right? You're very quiet in this Presbyterian church. Now, in a democracy, nobody wants to behave like the Prime Minister. You don't want to be John Key. In fact, some of you don't even pray for John Key. Some of you criticize John Key. In the kingdom, you don't criticize the King because the nature of the King is in everything in the kingdom. And even the currency of the kingdom has the sovereign's photo and image on it. When he asked whose image is on the coin, it said Caesar. Why? Because Rome was a kingdom. And everywhere Rome went... became a little Rome. And they say, when you go to Rome, do what the Romans do. Which means everywhere you are a Roman citizen. And you don't punish Roman citizens because they're citizens of the kingdom. Unless they rebel against the king. So when Saul was going to be thrown into the jail, he said, I'm a Roman citizen. And everybody got scared. Why? Because he's a citizen of the kingdom. Are you guys all right? Hallelujah. When Jesus came, his first statement was repent because the kingdom is here. Change how you think. Let your thinking change from whatever you were to being a person who's a citizen of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And if I can do that, then I'll be very, very happy. Hallelujah. Are you okay? So, the needs of the kingdom are met by the King. God shall supply half, quarter, according to his riches in glory by the King of the kingdom. It's the king's responsibility to look after the citizens. Hello? Now, can you understand why Jesus said this? Because Jesus reduced everything in your life down to two things. Seek ye first the and his your righteousness, your right standing within that kingdom. You don't seek a shirt. You don't seek a job. You don't seek money. You don't seek a house. God reduced everything that we seek to two things. Seek first the kingdom and right standing in that kingdom, and everything will be added. When you're in right standing in the kingdom, all your needs will be met. I'll say that again. When you're in right standing in the kingdom, all your needs will be met. Why? Because it's the king's responsibility. Why do you fast and pray? I mean, why don't you just pray? Why do you fast and pray? That's exactly right. There are demons who will never leave. This one does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. There are demonic strongholds that will never be demolished without prayer and. That's why we pray and fast. Now, who demonstrated that? The king. Hallelujah. Now, there are a lot of people saying, well, Elijah fasted 40 days and Moses fasted 40 days. Well, that's very good because they did. They went without food for 40 days, 40 nights. The only two differences between those two and Jesus. You see, when Peter said, let us make three tabernacles, and they opened their eyes and there was, it's only Jesus. Before Elijah went for 40 days and 40 nights without food, he was fed twice by an angel. I think if you are fed twice by an angel, I think you'll go 40 days and 40 nights without food too. What do you think? Moses was in the physical presence of God Almighty. He was actually in the same geographical place as God was. He sat face to face with God for 40 days and 40 nights. I guess if you sit face to face with God in the same place, I made Jesus the only man who ever fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The king demonstrated for his citizens. And when they brought the demonic boy to the disciples, well, I'll ask you a question. Were they praying? Yes, they were. How come? And one of them asked Jesus, how come we couldn't kick him out? He said, this one does not come out but by prayer and fasting. We're fasting 21 days and praying 21 days. And it's not just our church. It's not something we conjured up. The whole Assemblies of God movement in New Zealand is fasting for 21 days and praying for 21 days. Let's join them. Let's see God do something in our nation. many times we want Jesus' result in our own methodology. If you want Jesus' result, you need to do it Jesus' way. And before Jesus performed any miracle, he fasted and prayed. And yet he did not need to. Why? He's God. That's why John the Baptist said, I shouldn't baptize you. You should baptize me. You're afraid. You're God. He said, it behoves us to fulfill all righteousness. Is this getting somewhere? Hallelujah. So, a kingdom extends and increases, and the glory of the kingdom is the magnitude of its territory. And the more it extends, the more it becomes glorious, because that's what kingdom look for. They look to extend their influence and their culture, and their culture will come in and dominate every culture that is in the colony until the colony looks like the kingdom, sounds like the kingdom, and when you come to know the Lord, genuinely born again, you speak a language that's not yours. It's the language of the kingdom. Are you all right? Say amen. Hallelujah. Have a look at Psalm 57. Beautiful psalm. I can just read it through and then we can have a cup of tea. What do you think? Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. Where do you hide when calamities come? I hide in thee, my rock, when searchers roll. Hallelujah. Thy name brings peace, O lover of my soul. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. The king performs things for you. How many things? All things. He shall send from heaven and save me. Why does he send from heaven? Because he's not here. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy with his truth. The law came by Moses, but mercy and truth came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Have you ever been there? Are you there this morning? You know what he said? Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Hallelujah. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake my glory. Awake lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the people. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches into the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Mercy to the heavens truth unto the clouds. That's a nice thought to preach on and meditate on. If you're going to err on the side of mercy. Why? It reaches further. Hallelujah. His mercy reaches heaven. His truth reaches the clouds. If you're going to talk truth, make sure it's carried with mercy. Truth on its own will kill people. But truth with mercy will take you to a hallelujah. Why don't they just cut you up when they operate on you? That's truth. Why do they administer anesthetic? That's mercy. And you minister anesthetic before you do the operation. You minister mercy. Mercy is the foundation for telling the truth. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's good preaching, Pastor. Preach it, Pastor. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 11. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory, and the glory of the kingdom is how far it extends its borders. And the culture of that kingdom, everywhere it goes, will be glorious. Now, if you study the word glory in the Bible, many of you will know it. It's the word kabod. It means weight. Our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, will work for us a far more and exceeding weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. An eternal weight of glory. And glory is a weight. And where the kingdom extends, the weight of that kingdom comes upon its territories and its borders. And the Bible says, let your glory be above all. How far? Where? Above all the earth. Hallelujah. As long as man lives, the Bible says, the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's what God wants. The glory of His kingdom to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Are you okay? Now, what did Jesus say? When you pray, pray this. Let your kingdom come. Let the will of the King be done. Where? Where? As it is in heaven. And His word is law in heaven. His word is settled in heaven for forever. And when we live that way, hallelujah. When we understand that, when we have knowledge of that, then we will live with that kind of expectation. Now, many of us are wanting to go to heaven. And let me say this. If the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to your life, you have to go to heaven. Why? Hell won't have you. Can you imagine what will happen to hell with a drop of that blood? So, God's aim is not necessarily to get you to heaven. God's aim is for you to live the kingdom on earth before you get to heaven. Some of you will be useless when you get there. You wouldn't even know what to do. You know what Jesus said? How can you judge angels if you can't even sort out? Hello? You can't even sort out your homework. How can you judge an angel? And His kingdom needs to come on earth. His will needs to be done. Why? If you're a kingdom citizen, you will do His will on earth. Are you okay? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hello? Are you okay? Say amen. Amen. And trying to get some people to become citizens of that kingdom, you think they got something to give. Paul said, everything I know is dung. So you got the kingdom and dung. Well, I don't want to leave my dung. It's so good. Now, how stupid can you be? No wonder you need to repent. You need to change your mind. How can you desire dung as opposed to the kingdom? The kingdom knows no end. And the glory of the kingdom supersedes anything. Hello? Anyone dung? Hello? Not a religion. I think we're too religious sometimes. We are bound by that. What's your purpose? Seek first. First. Have a cup of tea.